A long time ago, the Lord was born into the world. What do we call the day when we celebrate that the Lord was born into the world? What do we call it?
What do,
right? Christmas, that's right. Yes? Yes, very good. So we call it Christmas and his birthday. Now that happened a long time ago, and even a long, long, long time ago before that, the Lord promised that he was going to come into the world. The Lord gave us promises called prophecies telling us what he was going to be like when he came. So you can picture waiting for Christmas, how eager you are for Christmas to come. Well, you can picture those people long time ago being so eager for the Lord to come, and these promises help them picture, what's the Lord going to be like when he comes? What is the Lord like? Now, I'm going to read one of the Lord's promises, and you see if you can tell, what does this say about the Lord? How does it tell us about him? This is from Isaiah chapter 40. Get thee up into the high mountain, O daughter of Zion, who bringest good tidings. Lift up thy voice with power, O daughter of Jerusalem, who bringest good tidings. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord Yahweh shall come with firmness, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Like a shepherd, he shall shepherd his flock. In his arm, he shall gather up the young lambs and shall carry them in his bosom and shall guide the nursing lambs. So what did that tell us about the Lord? What does it tell us? What does it compare the Lord to? Yes? Don't remember? Somebody else have an idea? What did it say the Lord will be? He will be like a
shepherd.
A shepherd, that's right. He will be like a shepherd. And what will he do with the lambs? Do you remember? Not quite remembering. What will he do with the lambs? Does the Lord have weak arms or strong arms, do you think? Yes, strong arms. It says he will come with firmness. And what will he do with his strong arms with the lambs? Do you remember what it says?
Protect the lambs.
He will protect them, yes. And what else will he do with them? Yes?
Lift them up to heaven and heaven.
That's right, lift them up to heaven, which is also lifting them up to himself. It says he will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them close to his heart. Carry them in his bosom, close to his heart, and he will gently lead the nursing lambs, the little lambs who are still nursing from their mothers. He'll gently lead them. Does that sound like the Lord? And who do you think it means by the Lord's flock of sheep and lambs? Who are they? Who are those lambs? Is it really talking about sheep, or is it talking about someone else? That's right. We are meant to be his lambs and his sheep. Now, here is a picture to go with this prophecy. Here you can see a picture of a shepherd holding a lamb in his arms. So you can picture ourselves being like this lamb being held by the Lord. Do you think that would be nice? You'd feel really safe, wouldn't you? Now, so when the Lord came, was actually born into the world, and he came, did he keep his promise to be like a shepherd? Do you think he did? You think he did? Okay. So here is a picture of something Jesus did. You might remember this story. Maybe you can tell. In this story, there were five loaves of bread and two... Yes?
Fish,
that's right. And he fed 5,000 fathers plus their wives and their children, starting with just five loaves and two fishes. All these people, were hungry and the Lord fed them. Remember, the promise says he will feed his flock like a shepherd. So did the Lord do that? Yes, he did. He kept his promise, didn't he? Yes? Nice. Okay, here's another picture of when the Lord was in the world. So can you see what the Lord is doing here? Here's the Lord, and he's got this little boy in his arms, doesn't he? That's kind of like what it said in the prophecy. He will gather the lambs in his arms. And in the New Testament, it says he picked them up in his arms and put his hands on them and blessed them. So he literally did what the prophecy says, didn't he? He kept his promise. Here's another picture of the Lord gathering someone in his arms in a different way. This is a story of when the disciples were rowing in their boat across the sea, and the wind was against them, and it was hard. And then Jesus came walking on the sea. And at first they were very frightened. They thought it was a ghost. But then Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, it is I." And then as soon as they knew that it was Jesus, one of the Lord's disciples named Peter, he said, "Oh, well, if it's you, then let me walk on the water and come to you." And so the Lord said, "Yes, come ahead." And Peter got out of the boat and started to walk across the water to Jesus. But then he saw the winds and the waves, and he began to be frightened. And as soon as he began to be frightened, what happened? Can you tell? Yes?
He fell into the water.
He began to sink. And when he began to sink, he said, "Lord, save me." Did the Lord save him?
Yeah.
Or did he just let him sink into the water? What do you think?
Save him.
Yes, you can see in this picture, the Lord is reaching out his strong hand and catching Peter's hand and lifting him up and said, "Why were you afraid?" And they walked back to the boat together. So that's another picture of the way the Lord literally kept his promise that he will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom. One more picture about something that a shepherd does for his sheep. If your sheep are sick, then a good shepherd is going to take care of them, isn't he? Now, this man is a picture of a man who was born blind. He grew up not being able to see anything. And then one day he met the Lord, and the Lord put clay on his eyes, and he told him, "Go find the pool of Siloam and wash your eyes, and then you'll see." And sure enough, he healed this man's blindness, so he wasn't blind anymore. And the Lord healed so many people when he was in the world, and especially he cast out demons. Because at the time when the Lord came into the world, demons were actually entering into our bodies, so we couldn't control what we did. The Lord said, you're not going to do that anymore to the demons. And so they can't do that to us anymore. The Lord is our shepherd. He's keeping us safe right to this day. So would we say that when the Lord promised that he would come and be our shepherd, did he keep his promise? Yes, the Lord certainly kept his promise. Now, what's something that the Lord promises you? Can you think of something? Yes?
To go to heaven.
Yes, that you can go to heaven. Very good. Another thing he promises you is that you're going to grow up. You're going to get taller, and you're going to get wiser so that you'll be more able to help other people. And that way you're going to be happier. Another thing he promises you is that if you follow him, you will get married someday. It might not be in this world, it might be in heaven, but if you follow him, you will be married someday, and you will go to heaven. So we can trust in the Lord's promises, because we know that the Lord keeps his promise. So when you're thinking about Christmas time coming and you're wishing it would come sooner, you can be peaceful and know, well, the Lord's going to keep his promise. Christmas is coming. The Lord is going to keep all his promises to us. Amen.